Good evening. We will be reading from the Zohar this week in the portion of Vayera. Please join me with the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Yemincha Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayin Sintet Nun Nagibor from the Zohar, section 13. The serpent couches in the midst of the streams. Verse 104. Vayi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kodinei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kodineihu. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Basitra, Yamina Ila'a, Nafkin Tilesar, Mabuin Ilain Nacharin, Amikin Ilain Salkin, Be Ilain Nachtin, Ayel Kol Chad, Bechavre Chad Apik, Reshe, Ve Ail Le Bitrain, Gofin Chad Gufa de Dachara, Natil Miyaimin Le Ela Afrish Le Tata Aleph, Vayorin, Nafkin, Learba, Sitrin. Rabbi Yehuda brings here the words of Rabbi Elazar to differentiate between the great crocodiles, the Hebrew word is Ta'anim, of holiness and the great crocodile of the Klipah. For the previously mentioned passage opened with the phrase, "When Pharaoh shall speak to you, then you shall say to Aaron, take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall turn into a snake." A verse from Shemot chapter 7. Afterwards it is written, "And the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their secret arts. For they cast down every man his rod, and they turned to snakes." The Hebrew word is Ta'anim. And the difference between the serpent of holiness of Aaron's rod and the serpent of the sorcerers explains in the words of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "On the supernal right side, namely from the right column of Bina, emerge 13 supernal springs and deep rivers. This is the secret of the supernal throne, which is Bina. And there are four legs of the throne, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, or Zerampin, each containing Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. So they are 12. And Bina itself, which is over them, which is the secret of the throne, is 13. They are divided into two columns, right and left, because Tiferet is also divided into right and left, which are Chesed and Gevurah. Those on the right side are called springs, and those on the left, rivers. The one ascends, namely those that belong to the left, which illuminate from below upwards, and the others descend, namely those that belong to the right, illuminating from above downwards. They interpenetrate each other, meaning that they combine one with the other, because one, which is the central column, withdraws, that is, it lessens its head of the left column, that is called river, and brings it in two bodies called stream and river. One body from the aspect of river, which is left, and Hakma receives from the Chasidim of the right, above, and brings forth to the lower beings a thousand streams that emerge to four sides, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, each containing 250 streams." Verse 105. Beinu Naharin Mabuin Tilesar meets Parshan Tilesar Yaorin Alin Benatle Maya Arba Vitishin Vitisha Yaorin Ufalga Misitra Da V'arba, me'ah, v'tishin, v'tisha, yorin, u'falga. Hello? Masitra, da, bishmala, ishtar, palga, mikan, u'falga, mikan, v'itaved, chad, da, a'il, bein, yorin, v'itaved, chivya. From these 13 rivers of the left and the springs of the right, as mentioned, emerge 13 streams, which are lights of the left. Entering into them, 499 and one half from the right, and 499 and one half from the left. Take water, one half on this side and one half from that side remain, and the two halves become one. This enters between the streams and turns into a serpent. Resha Sumanka Kivarda Kashkasho, Takifin, Kifar Salah, Gadpo, Gadpin, Shatan, Ve'it Parshan, Lekol Inun Ye'orin, Kad, Salik, Zanbe, Nache, Bilvatea, Tash, Ishar, Nunin, Leit, Man, Diekum, Kame. The head of the serpent, the Hebrew is Tanin, is red like a rose. The color red denotes judgments that are drawn from Bina. Its scales are hard as iron from the aspect of Malchut, is essentially called iron, which is a secret of the attribute of judgment. Its wings are swimming wings, namely fins, and they go into all these streams that were mentioned. When he raises his tail, he smites and kicks the other fish, and no one can withstand him. Hume, Malachata, Esha, Kad, Natil, Bakali, Nun, Viorin, Mustaz, Ab, Shaar, Taninai, Ya, Viakin, Vialin, Viama, Had, Lashavin, Shanin, Ravit, Letitra, Da, Vechad Leshavin, Shanin Ravitz, Letitra, Da, Elef, Yeorin, Chaser Chad, Itmayan, Mine, Da, Tanina, Ravitz, Ben, Inun, Yeorin. The mouth of the serpent is a flaming fire. When he swims in all these streams, namely when he draws Chokhmah from above downwards like the streams, the other fish there, meaning the grades, tremble and flee from there to the sea, which is Malchut of holiness. Once in 70 years he couches this way, namely in 499½ streams on the right, and completes that the half that is missing on the right. And once in 70 years he couches that way, namely in 499½ streams on the left, and completes the half that is missing on the left. Since the serpent is constructed from these two halves that are missing in them. Thus the 1,000 streams less one were filled by them. That has become completed by him. The serpent couches in the midst of the streams, but does not swim in them. For crouching does no action, and does not draw Chokhmah from above downwards, unlike swimming, which acts and draws from above downwards. And therefore its aspect of judgment is revealed, as is mentioned and written before us. Verse 108. Kad Natil Nafik Kad Pasuta De'esha Biklifin Kuhu Kaimin Vizafin Izapo mit Arvin Inun Yorin Ein Tik La Ukama Egalgalin Natlin Earba Sitre Lidialma Zakhet Zanpe Mache Le Ela Bache Le Tata Kola Akin Kame. So when he swims in them, a flame of fire emerges among the klipot, and then the streams all rise and storm, meaning that they raise their waves above and bring them down, which is called storm in rhetorical language. These streams mix one with the other and receive the blue color that tends to black, which is the color of Malchut. And wheels move above to the four directions of the world, namely the wheels of the chariot of holiness, draw the top three Sephirot by their travels. And the serpent straightens up his tail and smites upward the wheels, thus damaging them, and smites below the rivers. They all flee him. Verse 109. Ad Delistar, Tzafon Kam Chad Shalhova, De Esha Vekaroza Kare, Istakafu Savtin, Itbedaru Ledalad, Zavyan Ha Itar, Mandeshave Kola, Al Anpo Tataninan, Kima de Itmar, Vetatati Kachin, Bilkayecha, Vigomer Kedain, Kulhu, Itbadrun, Venaftin, Le, Letanina, Venakve, Anpo, Bistar, Ilo, Vialin, Le, Lenukba, Ditoma, Rabba, Adi Itbar, Chele, Kedain Achadru, Le Lenacharu, Lenacharo. Until a certain flame of fire arises in the north side, and a proclamation resounds, stand in groups and disperse to the four sides. For he who will put a snare upon the face of the serpent has awoken. As written, and I will put hooks in your jaws. Yeheskel, chapter 29. This refers to the serpent that couches in the midst of its streams. Then all the groups scatter, take the serpent and puncture his face by the side of his jaws, and bring him into a hole in the great abyss, which is Bina of the Klipot, until his power is broken. Then he is returned to his rivers. Chad l'shavin shanin avdin le kedain begin dela yitashtesh atrin dir kaitin usmakaihu Alaihu kola odan, barkan v'yamrin bo'u bishtachaveh, v'nikra'a nikra'ka lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem Oshenu. This is done to him once in 70 years. Because when he reaches the end of 70 years, which is his malchut of malchut, the power of judgment in his tail is again stimulated, so that he would not ruin the palace of the firmaments and their pillars. For this they all praise and laud. Come, let us prostrate and bow down. Let us kneel before Hashem, our Maker. Tehillim, Chapter 95. Taninaya ilain le'ela kaimin inun demit barkan kaf mem dalet aleph ve'yavarech otam Elohim ilain shaltin al kol she'ar nunim diktiv umilu et hamayim bayamim ve'al da ketiv ma rebu Ma'asecha Hashem Kulam Bechachma Asita. But the supernal serpents that stand above in holiness, who are Leviathan and his spouse, are the ones who were blessed as written, and Elohim blessed them. Bereshit chapter 1. These rule over all the other fish, which are the varied level grades in the stream, as is written, and fill the waters in the sea. And of this it is written, Hashem, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. Tehillim, chapter 104. That is the end of the section. metaphorical section. It's describing the cycle of goodness and holiness, followed by evil and negativity, and returning to goodness and wholeness. As Kohelet says, there is a time for everything that is underway. Section 14, the bright blade of a revolving sword. And this section is titled the Tosefta, which means the addendum, which could very well be the Zohar Chadash section. The English Zohar, when it was published, was rearranged many of the others of the way the Zohar had been revealed over time and was studied previously. There was a section called the New Zohar, the Zohar Chadash, which was also written by virtue of the Parashot. So when it was published, they put them together. Verse 112, Eshkol HaKoper Dodi Li, Eshkol Da Ima Ila'a Ma Eshkol, Mitkashet Mekama Alin Bekama Zimorot LeYisrael LeYaklin LeHaki Shekinta Ila'a Mitkashet Mitkashetet Bekama Kishuyutin Tishmona Kelim Mekama Karbanin Nikama mine takshitin tekapra lifne naha vihin kamat bufu kame malka umiyad or itiha liskor berit olam vihivat lan she eltin dila vihilein birkan vitakrin nu Rabbanan bitzlota lemishal kamei malka. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna, a verse from Shir HaShirim, chapter 1. A cluster refers to supernal ima, namely bina. As a cluster is decorated with so many leaves and so many branches to the children of Israel who eat it, so the supernal Shekhinah, which is Bina, is decorated. She elevates Mayim Nukvin, female waters, to Chokmah, with many jewels of eight vessels, namely the four letters of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and the four letters of Adonai, which are male and female. Many offerings that Israel offer, and many kinds of ornaments of atonement for her children. She stands in them before the king, which is Chokmah, and immediately, and I will look upon it, that I remember the everlasting covenant. Bereshit, chapter 9, meaning that he unites with her. And Bina gives us from her petty petitions. She asks from Chokmah for our sakes. Though those blessings that the sages compose to request before the king in the prayer service. Behahu zimna kol dinin dishkinta tata'a dihi hov evav heyud adonai mithapkan lirachamei kegavna da yud dalad vav dalad l'kayem im yehu kata echem kershanim kersheleg el bina Yud Dalad Vav Dalad Im Yadimu Chatora Dalad Vav Dalad Yud Tzemer Yiyu Yud Dalad Vav Dalad Kol Dinin Dida Mitlabedin Mishkinta Ila'a At the time of the aforementioned union of Chokhmah and Bina, all the judgments of the lower Shekhinah, which is Malchut, which is Hei Vav Hei Yud, Adonai converts into mercy, such as Yud Hei Vav Hei, to fulfill the verse, through your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, Yeshaya, namely Yud Hei Vav Hei. Though they be like red crimson, which is Hei Vav Hei Yud, they shall be as white as wool, which is Yud Hei Vav Hei. All the judgments of this, namely of Malchut, become whitened by the supernal Shekhinah, which is Bina. Vayehi Shekhintad Dodi Lechat Hacherev Mamit Kapeket Lishmor Et Dorech Et Chachayim Ve'ukmuha Rabbanan Tim Kapka Zimnin Rachamei Zimnin Dina Pa'almim Anashim Pa'almim Nashim Zimnin Dina Kegavna Da Dodi Zimnin Rachamei Kegavna Da Yudalad Favdalad Taha Ihu Masitra The Ilana Dechaye Kol Dinin Mithapkin Lerachamei Masitra De Etz Hada'at Tovara Kol Rachamei Mithapkan Ledina Lemedan Behu Leidun Yavre Al Bitkame Veilaita. And the Shekhinah, which is Hei Vav Hei Yud, is the bright blade of a revolving sword to guard the way to the Tree of Life. Bereshit chapter 3. The sages explain that the reason it is called the blade of a revolving sword is because it revolves sometimes to mercy and sometimes to judgment, sometimes to men and sometimes to women. Sometimes to judgment, as in Hei Vav Hei Yud, sometimes to mercy, as in Yud Hei Vav Hei. It is from the side of the Tree of Life, meaning that if the Shekhinah joins with the Tree of Life, which is there on pin that ascended to Bina, all the judgments that it contained turns to mercy, and from the side of the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil, meaning the Shekhinah that is not attached to the Tree of Life, all the mercy contained in it turns to judgment, to judge all those who transgress the word of Torah. Ve'etzda be'alma be'ate di'ihu bina kol shemachan didina mithapkin ba'rachamei beginda ukmuha rabbanan lo Kecha olam, chazeha olam, haba, uvginda bina ihi lehat chacherev, hamitchafeket, demitchafeket, medina lerachame, latzadikin lemechav, lon agra bealma, deate, deate malkut, Lachat Chacherev Hamit HaPeket Merachamei Ledina Lemedan Ba Lerashiaya Yalma Den. And this tree of life is in the world to come, which is Bina, in which all the names of judgment turn into mercy. And the sages therefore explain that the world to come, which is Bina, is not like this world, which is Malchut. For good tidings in this world, we say, blessed is he who is good and does good. And for bad tidings, we say, blessed is the true judge. But in the world to come, he is completely good and does good. As there is no judgment there. Therefore, Bina is the blade of a revolving sword that revolves from judgment to mercy for the righteous, to give them reward in the world to come. Malchut is the blade of a revolving sword that revolves from mercy to judgment, to judge the wicked in this world. Aval me'et hada'at tovara, dihu kegavna demate zimnin demit hapkin anashin l'shedot anashin l'shedin Anashin l'shedim, uvgin da v'yeged Yaakov l'Rachel uvgin da ukmucha Rabbanan b'leit le l'varnash v'shamsha im ite ad im saper ima shema nithalfa lo b'sheda Begin de lachat be'et hadat tovara, mitachpeket mitov v'ra, ve'itema dim kashpei paro, dikti v'ya'asu ken hachartumim, belatehem, havo hachapkin inun matot, Dilhom Lin Hashin Umisitra de Elaine Hapukan Yaklin Le Itaka Alkain Tosefta. But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is similar to the rod that turned into a serpent, meaning it is turned to real evil and not for mercy into judgment, as mentioned. Sometimes women turn into female demons, and men to male demons. Hence, and Yaakov told Rachel, Bereshit chapter 29. Therefore our sages explain that a man should not have intercourse with his wife before he converses with her, since his wife might have been exchanged with a demon, because the blade in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil revolves from good to real evil. And if you ask about the sorcerers of Pharaoh, of whom it is written, and the magicians did so with their secret arts, the word is literally blades, a verse from Shemot chapter 8, to turn their rods into serpents through their blades, how they could do this. He answers, because of these rotations in the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they could do it. This is the end of the Tosefta. I'm going to stop at this point. I'm not explaining much because almost everything I'm reading is just confusing to me. I'm very tired tonight, Baruch Hashem. And so I apologize to you all for stopping a little early, but what I'm reading is just receiving light, and there is nothing wrong with that. Before we leave for the evening, does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. Next week we will have classes again on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday at 7:45, Wednesday at 10, and Thursday will be at 11, because there is a potential class that I will be studying with, and after that we will read from the Zohar. If anybody has any questions, go ahead and ask them now. Otherwise, Shabbat Shalom.